Okay, so we're up to the piece. Yehi chvod Hashem le'olam yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. Right, that the glory of Hashem should be forever. Hashem should be happy, or will be happy, with His creations. So, one of the major diyukim that is made, and we've actually seen it in the past when we did the shiurim of the Leshem on Tchiyas HaMesim, is that it says Yismach in Lashon Atid, in future tense, right? Hashem will be happy with His creations, which implies that He's not yet been happy with His creations. So that's going to, I think, be addressed at some point in by Rebecca Moshe as well. Okay. So says Rebecca Moshe, Tachlit Briata Olam, the goal, the aim, the ultimate aim of the creation of the world, He Gilui Kvod Malchus Yisbarach, is the revelation of the glory of Hashem's kingship. Right? That's we you know, Hakol Bara, we make the bracha by Sheva Bracha, Shakol Bara Lechvoida, He created everything for His glory. And so that's the ultimate purpose of Bria Sa'olam, is to reveal the glory of Hashem's kingship. Veshi Kablu Boy Oilam Oil Malchuse Ba'ahava Uberotzin. And that the people of the world should accept upon themselves the yoke of Hashem's kingship with love and with goodwill. Shebelo kebala miratzon, because without acceptance out of the goodwill of people, en kan kvod malchus, then there is no glory of the kingdom, of the kingship, elekoach gvuras malchus belvad. If everyone is being makabel Him, not because they want, if they're accepting Hashem's kingship, not because they want, because they're terrified of Him. So all that is the power of the might of the kingship. It's not the glory of the kingship. It's not the glory of the malchus. It's the fear of the power of the malchus. And that's a very big difference. That means if the whole world serves Hashem out of fear that if they don't serve Him, they will be punished. They will be punished with terrible punishments in this world, or terrible punishments in the afterworld. That is not a good thing. The world is not, if that would be the case, that the world has not reached its purpose. The purpose of the world is that the world should come to recognition of Hashem's glory and accept His Malchus with Ava and with Ratzon. As a matter of fact, a little bit it taps into the Rashi that we read this week in Pashas Veschanan. Rashi says on the Pasuk that we say every day in Kriya Shema, a number of times a day, V'ahavta es Hashem elekecha, right? You should love Hashem your God, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol ma'idecha, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your money. So Rashi says, V'ahavta, and you should love, asei dvarav me'ahava, you should do Hashem's words, you should keep His words out of love. Eina doime oisem me'ahava lo oisem me'ira. There is no comparing somebody who does the will of Hashem out of love to one who does it out of fear. Ha'oise etzel rabbi me'ira, if somebody does works and performs for his master out of fear of his master, when the master bothers him too much, then he'll just leave him and go. He's just not going to be, he's not interested in serving more than he can handle. So the level of Ava is something much more important and much more real than a level of Yira. And that, of course, is, I think it's been discussed quite a bit in our generation, because in our generation, till very recently, many people were Ovdei Hashem. They served Hashem, they were religious, and they served Hashem out of fear that they don't want to get Gehenim. But today, if you give Musar Shmuzin like that, I mean, there are still some people that give Musar Shmuzin like that, but for the most part, a great many people in this generation just will not go for that kind of Musar. If you tell them, you should do Hashem's will, you should keep Shabbos, because if not, you're going to get Gehenim, or in your life, and you're not going to have Parnasa, and you're not going to this, and you're not going to that. So it's more likely to turn people away from Judaism rather than turn them on to Judaism. It's because also then you also get kind of hopeless. It's like, well, I'm never going to be able to do everything anyway in perfect. So what's the point? And then you just, people kind of like get depressed out of Judaism. And that we see that this is the tactic of Yira is much less potent today than it was at any point in time, as far as I understand it. And it seems that this has what to do with the approaching Geula. It's a part of the redemption process, because the redemption process is one of the world reaching the attainment of its purpose, right? The world was, as Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, it was created in order that the creations in the world, in order specifically humanity, will recognize Hashem and accept His yoke out of love and ratzon, out of goodwill, not out of yira. So there's something inside the psychology of mankind today which is not willing to just accept the old, what the Zohar refers to as the yira tata, the low fear, right? That low level fear, which is really kind of terrible. It's terrible in the sense of that shouldn't be the level that a person is serving on, and people are no longer satisfied with that. There's like this inner seeking out of something more meaningful, something which is called attachment. And attachment is the inyan of Ahava, is the inyan of love. And if people don't feel attached to Torah and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're just not willing to serve Him. Now, that looks pretty ugly, right? And the truth of the matter is that, yes, ideally, it is true. The Yira Tata is an important thing that should be there. We've seen this in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, that you need some kind of level of Yira Sa'onish there to kind of hold a person under certain circumstances where he might fall, and you need that Yira to be there. But it can't be the only force that's keeping you serving Hashem. That's what the Zohar says is bad. You need, in addition to that, you need to have this more inner connection of what's called Yira Ilah, the higher fear, which is not, would be probably more correctly translated as the higher awe of Hashem, where you're in the awe of Hashem. That's a positive type of fear, which also borders and is connected to love. Avas Hashem is really a part of Yiras HaRoimamus. It's closely, it's really a part of it. And that's, I think, more what the world is coming to. And I think the reason for that is because that's part of the Geula process, is reaching Tikkun HaOlam. And the reaching the Tikkun HaOlam means we're going to recognize Hashem's power, we'll recognize power, but we'll be awed by Him, amazed by Him. We're going to willingly want Hashem's Malchus, and lovingly want Hashem's Malchus. We'll feel the sense of attachment to Hashem, and that will be what is causing us to serve Hashem. And that's really, Rav Kook writes this, and others have written it, that's really what's gone on in the generation of rebellion, where there's been a merida, there's been a rebellion against Hashem. Well, ultimately, it's not really a rebellion against Hashem, it's a rebellion against the old way of attaching to Hashem, and it needs to be replaced with the more inner mahalach of ahava, of love and connection. And of course, that you need to really give people pnimiyas ha'Torah, the inner workings and inner understandings of the Torah, which are the deeper you go into the Torah, the more you're getting into the real meaning and attachment of the Torah of Hashem to the Jewish people, and the more external that one would remain, obviously, he would feel less attachment, and a relationship based on externalities, even between a man and woman, is very bad. It doesn't hold for too long, and the same thing is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's based on externalities is not going to hold very long, and therefore we need to dig deeper. And when you dig deeper and you relate on a deeper level, then there's a lasting connection. Okay, that's an expansion on the first sentence in this paragraph of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. So let's see weiter. Ha-havaya kula titmale b'chvoid malchus Hashem. The entire world, the entire existence, will become filled with the glory of the Malchus Hashem. Kasher yeda kol po'u ki'ata pa'alto. When every being that was made will know that you made him, the Yavin kol yitzur ki ata yitzarto, and every creation will know that you created him. The Yomar kol Hashem neshama be'apo Hashem elokei Yisrael melech u'malchuse be'kol mashala, and everyone with a soul in his nostrils, right, and everyone with a soul will say Hashem, the God of Israel, is the king, and his kingship rules over everything. Leimar, meaning Shekabolas oil hamalchus biratzoin, that the acceptance of the yoke of Malchus, of the yoke of Hashem's kingship, with goodwill, tzricha lava alidei oisher hayedia, needs to come through the wealth of knowledge, ha'akara, the recognition, vasaga, and the understanding. So that's very important, right? It has to come through yedia, through havana. Right, those are the expressions used over there. V'yeda kol pol ki'ata palto, v'yovin kol yitzur ki'ata yitzarta, v'yoymar kol ashen neshama ba'apo Hashem eliko yisol melech. The proper accepting of Hashem's malchus is based on knowledge and understanding, and that is right. That richness of knowledge, that richness of understanding and recognition, is what brings the true Kabbalas oil malchus, as opposed to the Kabbalas koyach gvuras malchus. Mikan biur l'masha amru. From here is an explanation to what they said, what Chazal said. Yehi chvoid Hashem la'olam yismach Hashem b'masav. Pasuk zeh sara oilam amru. So this is the Gemara in Chulin daf samach amud aleph, and the Gemara says that this pasuk that we say every morning, the minister of the world said it. And Rashi explains the minister of the world, meaning the Malach HaMamuna, the angel that was appointed over, you know, making the world, I guess. So, B'shah Sh'am HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'mineu Be'ilanus, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the trees that they should grow each one for its own kind, nasu deshaim kal v'chayim ba'atzman. So the grass were done a kal v'chayim, right? They made a kal v'chayim to themselves. Imrit said Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu be'irbuvya lamar ama l'mineu be'ilan. Let's see what the Gemara over here. Right. If the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we should come out mixed together, different types of grass mixed together, lamar ama lumineu beilanus. Why did he tell the trees lumineu? Right? Why did he tell the trees that they should come out each individually? Right? Apple trees should be on its own, an orange tree should be separate. Va'oid kal v'chaymer, and then further than that, there's a kal v'chaymer here. Uma ilanus she'ein darkan lotzis be'irbuvya amakadosh b'ochel imineu. Right? If the trees who it's not typical, it's not usual for them to come out all clustered together, mixed together, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, you must come out with your own kind. Alachas kama v'kama, oh no, alachas kama v'kama, so we, all the more so. Okay, and then it says, miyad kol echad v'echad yotza l'mino, and then immediately each and every one came out in its own min, its own type. So I'm just reading from Rashi over there. Rashi explains that by the Ilanus it says, l'mineu oise pri l'minoi. Right, but it says l'mineu by the Ilanus because it says oise pri l'mino. They make bearing fruit of its kind. Aval bezroim loy nemar b'tzavosam l'minoi. But when the commandment was given to the grass and the, you know, the zroim, so the word lamino wasn't used. Aval b'tzavosam, when they come out, and it's actually, you know, when the Pesach describes the grass and the zroim actually coming out, there it does say nemar mazria zera l'mineu. It says that they were mazria zera for their kind. So the Gemara is picking up on that. Why, by the deshaim, by the grass, did the zera, the word lamino not appear? And but when it, by the commandment, but when it actually come out, they did. The answer is that they weren't commanded, but rather they were dana kal v'chomer based on the fact that they saw that the trees were given such a commandment. So they made this kal v'chomer that if Hashem said to the tree sheyetzah kol ilim ba'atma birochik mechaveir shilei heker, if he told that each tree should come out a distance from its friend, from the other tree, so that there would be a recognition, anu, we, shirabim anu, that we are many, v'darkeinu latzeis, we, the, you know, blades of grass, right? We are many, and our usual way is to come out tkufin umrubavim, close together and mixed up, mixed together. V'anun einanun nizharim, v'im einanun nizharim latzeis kol esev levad. And if we won't be careful to come out each type of grass alone, harei einanun nikarim zemizalach, then we would not be noticeable at all. Alach is kama kama. So the more so that Hashem for sure wants us to be makbid that, you know, only one type of grass should grow in any one area. And it shouldn't be all mixed together. So that's the Gemara over there. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Sar Ha'olam, the minister of the world, what is that? Hainu ha'akara shel ha'olam shezeu ha'kavad ha'mavukash mimenu. What the Sar Ha'olam means in this Gemara, okay? Obviously Rashi gives the Pasha Pshat, which is the Malach HaMamuna. But what is the idea of the Malach HaMamuna? What is the Sar Ha'olam? It's that recognition of the world that this is the glory that is requested of it. Okay? It's a recognition that this is the Kvod Hashem that is supposed to come out from us. If you remember, right, we've spoken about it in the past, the Gemara Shoshana, right, says that all the Briyos L'Daita Nivru, right, but Tzivyoin Nivru, they were all created with Bechira. Like, they were asked, you know, what do you want to be? And this is what they wanted to be, meaning there's a hakara, there's a recognition for each part of the creation that it serves a function in this world. It serves a purpose in this world that no one else can serve. And the purpose that they serve is for what? Is Kvod Hashem. Everything, like we said. So when the Gemara says that the Sar Ha'olam said, was done a kal v'chomer, what that means is that it recognized, the deshaim, the grass recognized that in order to fulfill our purpose in the world of being megala kvod Hashem, we have to come out separately so that there will be a hakara, there will be something nicker. You'll see the difference. There's different types of grass in the world. If everything came out together, you wouldn't see that. It's all mixed together. It's like, you wouldn't see that. And in this way, the world itself will be satisfied, happy from its creation. And when that will be miskayim, when that will occur, when that will be fulfilled, that the glory of Hashem will be forever, when the Hichved Hashem la'olam will be fulfilled, rak oz yismach Hashem b'masav. Only then will Hashem be happy with his creations. Okay, the Yismach Hashem Masov is tolui on the Hichvayd Hashem LeOlam. So bringing back to the topic that he said, right? That if you want, right? If the tachlis of the Briyas Ha'olam is the Gilui Kvod Malchus of Hashem, but that hasn't yet really happened overall, right? At least on a larger global sense, right? There is not so much of that. It's more a recognition of the Koich Gvuras Malchus, like he said, recognizing the power of Hashem and being afraid of Him, and therefore serving Him. So that means that we still didn't get to that full Yichvod Hashem LeOlam. But when we do, that's when Yismach Hashem Emasov, the Simcha of the completion of the world, that the world has fulfilled its Tachlis, that will bring the Rabbeinu Shalom that full Nachas, that full Simcha, that's only Yismach, that's in the future. It's totally on the Yichvod Hashem LeOlam. I wanted to just add to this what I think is a true explanation of this Gemara in Chulin that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is pointing to. The commandment to the Ilanos that they should come out leminehu. The Deshaim understand it that Hashem wants each type of tree to be noticeable, be recognizable, to be distinguishable from the other type of tree. That the orange tree should be distinguishable from the apple tree, and therefore there should be a distance between them. So you can fully appreciate each one on its in its own right. And the Deshaim understood that if that's the case by trees, which even if they were next to each other, you still, Etzem, would be able to see the difference, right? You could still see this one's orange, this one's out. It's just okay. It's just not as clear because they're next to each other. But grass, they said, like, we grow a bunch at a time, right? It's not just a stem, and you know, we grow blades and blades together. So if we're going to be mixed together, there's not going to be any recognition of the different types of grass. What that is saying to us is something which we've again discussed in the past, which is so, so important. If we look at Klal Yisrael, and we have 12 Shvatim, right? And then we have Shivim Nefesh, and Shishim Ribo, and whatever it is, right? So, on the one hand, we are one, right? Goy Echad Ba'aretz, we are one nation. And we have to be unified. V'yichan Yisrael Neged Ahar. They camped out by Har Sinai, as one, ki'ish echad b'leiv echad, but with all that ki'ish echad b'leiv echad, we're 12 shvatim, and each shevet has to stay in a different place. We spoke about it in the past, and I've spoken about it, right? They go out of Mitzrayim in 12 different lanes. Ribbono shel Olam, they went down to Mitzrayim because of sinna, because there was separation between the shvatim. Went to beautiful leaving of Mitzrayim, the tikkun of that sinna, wouldn't it make sense that they should go out all together? No. They go out in 12 separate lanes in the Amsuf. Because we need each shevet to be identified, to be distinguished from the other. Just the way we need each tree to be distinguished from the other, and each type of grass to be distinguishable from the other. Why? Because that exactly is the Gilui Kvod Hashem. The fact that Keshem Shid Partzufeim Einan Shavas, Kach Deyosein Einan Shavas, the same way that our faces physically are different one than the other, so too our views are different. The fact that people have different views on things is part of the glory of Hashem. That I can focus on something could be my glasses will see the world in one way, and the other person's, other Shavit's glasses will see it in through their, you know, through their eyes will see it through their glasses. That is because each Shavit has its own koach, and then we use that koach that we have as the prism through which we observe and intake what's going on in the world. That's what Hashem wants us to do. He gave everyone the intellect, different emotional, psychological makeup, which all impact on the way we deal with the world, and it's all part of the gilui of Hashem, because there's different keichas in the world, and Hashem wants each one to come out separate than the other. The beautiful kveid Hashem is when v'yeasu chulam agoda echas lasis ritzayin chabalev of shalom. When you take all the different kinds, and they're all working with that common purpose of being megala the kveid shemayim. When they realize that we're all different colors, glory of Hashem, that is the beauty, that is the beautiful yichveid Hashem le'olam. It's not for everyone to be in a cholent, where it's not for everyone to be just, you know, a bunch of blades of grass mixed together where you can't see anything. You don't really, there's no shita, there's no philosophy, there's no specific, you know, there's no specific mahalach. No, that's not good. That's not good. Because each koach in the world is an expression of Hashem's glory. You know, I've mentioned in the past, the Rambam, in a startling position in Mor Nevuchim, says that the human being is not the purpose of creation. What? How could that be? Yeah, he says, each and every creation is a purpose of creation in of its own right. Because each one is Kvod Hashem. Each one is an extension of the Ein Sof. Each one is a manifestation of a certain koach in the Ein Sof. So each and every bria, be it ugly to your eyes or not, is a specific gilui kveid shemayim, gilui kveid Hashem. And it's the distinction between those which allows us to observe many, many different giluyim of that kveid, of that kavod Hashem. And of course, the tachlis b'riyas ha'olam is when those things don't get separated, things that have nothing to do with each other, but when we come to realize that they're all part of that painting of Hashem's glory, and that will be when there's the real simcha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when that comes to fruition. Yismach Yichvayd Hashem le'olam, Yismach Hashem b'masov. So hopefully we'll get there very soon. We're in the weeks of Nechama, so everybody asks the question, Nachamu Nachamu Ami. There's kfeilus in the pasuk. I'm just thinking that, you know, like. Maybe we can say al derech drush that the kfeilus is also related to this. You know, it's like the kfeilus, the multitude brought the korban habayis. It's when we appreciate that multitude actually can really be also the source of the glory of Hashem. That multitude is not something negative. The plural, right? The plurality doesn't have to be a negative. It can actually be a beautiful, you know, colorful. It is. It's not just can be. But when maybe that plurality is expressed in the Nachamu Nachamu Ami, that plurality itself will become the Nachama. So we'll have two Nachamu Nachamu. That's the plurality of that will bring us the Nachama Ami, because we're all my people, all people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe Al Derech HaDrush, I just thought of that now. But plug it into that Nachamu. So, all right, a good vach. Anybody have any questions or Oris?
There's a similarity in the creation of the human embryo. At first you have the undifferentiated stem cells, and then they each develop into their own personal, private, what do you call it, each individual organ of the body.
Right.
And each of those things are also the glory of Hashem. It develops into one human being. But the grass in the beginning, it's all one blob, like one undifferentiated thing.
Right. Very, very nice. Okay. Very good. Shavua tov to everyone. Agudvach. Agudvach.
Shavua tov.
Shavua tov. Shavua tov.